We have plenty of people right now. We're still waiting for another member. Well, that's four members. No, with Ruth, that's four. So now we do have quorum, and we can go ahead. I trust that everyone got the agenda I sent out earlier today. Yes? And so I'll let me do a formal roll call. Fred Blair?
Present.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Michael Novick? I don't hear Michael. Rocio Rivas? I don't hear Rocio. Paulina Vasiliev? I don't hear her. This is Beth Von Gunten, present. Margot Iser is not here yet. We'll leave that open for if she comes. Bruce. So, Bruce Grief?
Here.
Thank you. Dr. Holly? I don't hear. Nancy Lawrence? I don't hear. And Jonathan Markowitz? I don't hear a response. Ruth Strauss?
Here.
Thank you. Andrew Wise?
Presente.
Thank you. And Raymond Goldstone?
I'm present.
Thank you. And there were another couple people who've been here as visitors in the past. I'll call Laura Levinson. I don't hear. And Sasha? I don't have any further name than just that, Sasha.
Sasha Karlik.
What's your last name?
K-A-L-C-K. I-C-K. I-C-K.
I-C-K, okay. And, okay, thank you. That fills in my record. Is there anybody here that I haven't called on or heard from? Anybody else? I don't want to miss anybody. Okay, then. That takes care of roll call. Agenda review and approval. Have people had a chance to look at the agenda?
If we can go over it.
Excuse me? Is there any opposition? Is there any opposition?
I said if we can go over it.
Okay, I should mention that. Excuse me?
I move approval.
You move approval. Is there a second for that? We don't need a second because it's a committee. So is there any opposition to approving?
Bella opposes. I would like to go over it before we approve it.
Is there? So that's one. Objection. Is there a second objection? If not, then we'll move ahead. I would point out, as I did at the I think it's in the email that we need to adjourn by 5:15. I have a National Strategic Planning Committee that I have to attend immediately following this. So I want to try to get through all of this business by then, if possible. So the item number three, set time and dates for future meetings. It's moved that the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee shall meet regularly on the third Monday of every month at 4 p.m. We had done that in the past, and then we moved to the second, and I don't remember why. But I find that the second Tuesday of the month, as this is, usually falls in the week before our LSB meeting, and there are a number of other local and national committee meetings in that same week, and it results in the kind of time crunch and schedule conflicts that I'm experiencing at the moment. Then I think if we move it to the third Monday of the month, that there will be less conflict with other potential meetings, and it gives us the advantage that most of the time that'll be the day following our LSB meeting, so we can announce it there, and it will be immediate in people's minds. We might get a better turnout. So is there any opposition to that motion? Hearing no opposition, then that motion passes. Then item number four, motion that access to all KPFK Programming Oversight Committee meetings shall be via teleconference service provided by, free of charge by Pacifica, which is currently the Maestro call, Maestro conference, whenever possible. If approved, access information will remain unchanged for upcoming meetings. So the same information that you use today will be, it'll be posted online, but it will be consistent. So if you save it, it'll be good the next time and the next time after that, and you won't have to wonder how to get in. So is there any opposition to
Raymond to the stack.
Motion? Raymond
to the stack.
Bella after Raymond. Yes. Raymond, go ahead.
Thank you. Tangentially, I noted that every meeting, including the one that was canceled, so I won't worry about that, since October of 2020, reads on KPFTX, archive soon. You sent me, although I had attended that meeting, a link that I found very helpful to remind me of that meeting. I think that it would be wise to have, if those links exist, something beyond just not archive soon. I mean, soon is like almost a year.
I'm taking note of that. I'm not actually in a position to, I'm not responsible for archiving it. That's the webmaster, but I can bring it up to him. And it's useful information. I tend to try to be understanding with him. He's still the same one person that was taking care of our webmaster since before all this Zoom calling began with the pandemic. And the system, I don't think, was really designed to keep up with the demands we've placed on it in this last year. So all of us are kind of playing catch up there, but I will mention it to him. Fred is also now part of this committee and technically adept. Can you address that, Fred?
Could Fred be recognized? Could Fred be recognized?
Yes, I haven't forgotten you, Bella. We're just going to follow up on Raymond's point.
I was going to address that. But go ahead.
So, Fred, can you shed a light on this?
Well, I've for the information of the committee members, that notice audio will be archived. What was the exact message that Raymond mentioned?
It says two words at the bottom: archive soon.
Thank you. Okay,
to date.
Can I respond? Okay, I work for the last 5 years. I've worked with Otis McClay in streaming national meetings. What that basically that's an automated message that gets put on the archive when the meeting is officially noticed, the person who posts the meeting notice specifies that the meeting will be recorded, and that archived soon basically says that the audio will be available, but it has not been uploaded. And that's the responsibility of the basically of the chair of the meeting to make sure that that audio gets uploaded to KPFTX. Since this is the This is the third meeting I've attended. I haven't taken. I posted audio for the one meeting that I attended because I was requested to do so by the chair. But again, it's the chair's responsibility to make sure that the audio gets uploaded and posted on KPFTX. That message will disappear, and a link to the audio will appear when it's been uploaded. To answer your question, Raymond.
Thank you, Fred.
I'm sorry to take so long and to be so convoluted.
Andrew to the staff.
I'll put you after Bella, Andrew. And I would just mention that that's new information to me. That's the first time I've heard that. I wouldn't even know how to do it, but I will contact Otis and find out. And so Bella's next.
Yes, thank you. So I was going to make that a little quicker and clearer. We're losing a lot of time, but unfortunately it's endemic with many of the LSB meeting is like that as well. And it confuses the listeners. They have no idea what that means. And yes, that means that it will be posted after the meeting has taken place, obviously. But I think that could Raymond also be referring to the lack of the credentials not being listed at KPFTX?
No.
Okay. All right. Because it was not for quite a while until today or yesterday. I kept checking every day. I did not see it until I got it from Beth.
They are now posted. They were posted.
Oh, and I wanted to clarify also that this very motion was passed in the April meeting that we would be utilizing. It's in the minutes that were sent out that we would be utilizing the Maestro conference system. So it was already passed.
So is that everything then, Bella?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, Andrew?
Yeah, Beth, I don't know if you identified the person, the webmaster who is responsible for posting the archives. Can you identify that person? Can you also tell us what has been his response, if I may?
Can Fred respond?
Can I finish, please?
Go ahead, Andrew.
Can you tell us any response from that person or anybody? And then thirdly, and lastly, can you tell us what is supposed to be done? What are the rules required for posting? Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Andrew. That person is Otis McClay. He's the webmaster for KPFTX. He's the one who set up that website for the purposes of helping us comply with CPB regulations back when we were still qualified to receive their grants, because it's keeping track of this public engagement that helps qualify us. He's also the CPB compliance officer. In my experience, he's been very responsive, very immediately responsive, but very harried. I think he has more to do, especially these days, than what there is time in the day to do it. So I hadn't asked him about this in particular. This is the first that I've heard from anyone since I came onto the boards that the responsibility for posting the archive, the audio to the archive, was the responsibility of the chair. I had understood that was Otis's responsibility because he's the one with the technical wherewithal to do it. I can find out more. Bella, you're interrupting me. I can find out more, and when I do, I'll bring it back to the meeting and let you know. And we can go on from there. I'll see what it takes to get this meeting and future meetings archived expeditiously as soon as possible. And once we have, now that we have agreement on future meeting time and access information, I'll go ahead and post the rest of the meetings from here through the beginning of next year when the next Programming Oversight Committee will be constituted, so that it will have staked out that territory, because Mondays are very popular meeting time, and no one will have to wonder. It'll be there. So now, Bella?
The third question, if I may.
Go ahead.
Didn't get answered. What are the rules, and how is it supposed to be done? Is it supposed to be posted in a certain amount of time or at all? Was my third question. Thank you.
If I can address that.
I'll respond initially, Bella, and then you're next on the stack.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, thank you. I shall. It was never, no one ever informed me that it was, that it was in any way my responsibility, and others told me that because it's the web, it's managing the web, it would be Otis. That's what I had always understood. I haven't seen a set of written rules about this. I will find out from Otis if there is such, and if whatever I find out from him, I will bring back to you. So, Bella?
Yes, so it is understood that the chair of every committee, it is the responsibility to maintain minutes, agenda, and the audio archive, to then consult with Otis to post. Otis, somebody's making a lot of noise. Can they?
It's mute star 6. It's Margot.
Not with Maestro. Maestro does not work with it.
Does not mute. Okay, so I'll turn off Brad for you and listen to it later.
The phone.
Marking.
Margot?
Yeah.
Can be muted.
So it is muted anyway? You can't hear me now. I can't hear you. Or how do I make it muted?
The phone has an icon there to mute.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that. Thank you so much. I did forget about that. Okay. Thank you. I'll look for it. Sorry to bother you. I'm really interested by that. Okay.
So I was saying, it is the responsibility of each chair. The problem is that there has been a monopoly across the Pacifica National Network that only a couple of people have had the control of posting. And myself and others have been in consultation with Otis McClay about this for a while, that the chair of every committee needs to be instructed on how to post, upload the audio, just like we are given login credentials to post agendas and post the announcement of the meeting. We need to also have full access to the Maestro system. And it is for that reason that I was never able to use the Maestro system for the outreach committee, because I was never given that instruction. But it is the responsibility of the chair of every committee. So that needs to be resolved. I hopefully now that the bylaws referendum did not go through, let's see what we can do to clean house. Thank you.
So this is Beth, your chair again. I heard you say that it's understood that the chair is responsible. As a chair, it was never made known to me that was the fact. If that is the fact, then I will find whatever information I need to be able to do that, and I'll do it. It's new information to me, so I will follow up on it and get back to the committee. There are other things I'd like to learn from Otis, like the system sends out automated meeting announcements a day, a week ahead for some meetings, but not for others, and I haven't been able to find any controls to be able to activate that, but I hope to, so that hopefully from this point forward, once I've worked it out with him, there should be automated notices go out a week ahead and a day ahead. And so I'll mark this item as for follow-up for next meeting.
Ruth to the stack.
Bella.
Hello, Ruth. Bella, you've spoken twice now. We need to get through the rest of the agenda yet.
I need to address
Bella?
What you said.
Bella?
After Ruth.
Next?
After Ruth.
Bella?
After Ruth.
Bella, you've spoken twice now, and you're interrupting. And so I'm going to hear from Ruth, and then if there's no new information from new people, then we're going to move on. So, Ruth?
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Two things. One is you might consider, since you are stretched so thin, and it was just said that you're responsible for minutes, maybe there's somebody on the committee who might volunteer to be the secretary of the committee. I don't know whether that has to be voted on or just somebody can volunteer or whatever, but that's an idea I had given, you know, all the responsibilities that you have. The second thing is I was just on a voting election protection, you know, national seminar that I work with. And it's run by one of the, you know, KPFK people. And Jan Goodman was on there and said that they had won. And she's preparing to have, you know, some webinar on Saturday about their winning. Now, I got something from Michael Novick that said, you know, that's not the case. But I'm just letting you know. Because I felt pretty neutered when I heard that. So I'm just throwing that out there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I hope to have past minutes for you at the net. Now that we've gotten there, the last month has been the busiest I've had in all my time in Pacifica. And we've gotten through the referendum now, and hopefully I'll be able to catch up with all of this that we've mentioned following up on, and so we'll do some housekeeping at the next meeting, and we can talk about if there's the possibility of a secretary then too, so it'll be on the agenda. So if there's hang on just a second, I'm moving a note. If there's no further discussion,
Bella,
Bella, you've already spoken twice. So if there's no, if this is, we've passed this motion, we've had discussion, we've identified items for follow-up next time, and we're going to move on to item number 5. A motion that the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee urges KPFK management to prioritize resumption of receipt of vital signs or other appropriate listener metric services as soon as possible. And
Raymond, is that?
Raymond, go ahead.
I looked up vital signs, and ignorance is probably something on which I don't have a monopoly, but I have no clue. I couldn't find anything there that would have anything to do with FM radio.
Okay. I'll respond to that. That I was using the term that our previous programming director used when he shared our current listener statistics with us. And it was the name used by the service that they subscribed to at the time. You may be more familiar with those kinds of statistics referred to as Nielsen's, which some of them are, and then there are other services too. And the KPFK canceled that service back in the last winter, a few months ago, as a cost-saving measure. From my perspective, that's a false economy. It's blinding us. If we don't know who's listening or when or how much, then we have no feedback for knowing which of our program is reaching people, which is and which isn't. So there's no, we need information. To be able to make sound decisions into the future, we need information. And so I'm suggesting that this should be prioritized within the station. Is there further discussion?
Bella to the stack.
Bella?
Bruce to the stack.
I'll let Bruce go, but I only have one clarification, and that is to let you know how to send the notices to the membership of the committee. All you have to do is go to KPFDX and click on the email list that hopefully has been submitted to that webpage, and then that generates the announcement. And you can do that at will when you want to.
Okay, so that was your turn to speak. That was the extra turn you wanted on the last item then. So we'll go on then to Bruce. Margo's on the stack after Bruce. Okay, Bruce, go ahead.
I have a funny feeling that the vital signs might be one of the products from Radio Research Consortium, which is the nonprofit wing of Nielsen. And a number of the stations used to get the Radio Research Consortium reports. And I actually talked to the guy in Washington, and we didn't pay him. Washington didn't pay him, and a bunch of other things, you know, people didn't pay him, so we kind of peed on our shoes. But he actually sends a PDF. He told me he sends a PDF to the general managers, and that if you want to see it, you can ask the general manager for it, but he's not going to send you a copy. But what I would seriously suggest is that we go to Mo and ask him for the last 3 months of vital signs or the Radio Research Consortium reports that we received, which I believe were July, August, and September, and have a look at them. Because the first of all, the numbers probably haven't changed all that much. And secondly, you can see if it's going to give you information that's worth the cost that you'd be subscribing to. But I would strongly suggest that you ask Mo if he knows where the last 3 months of reports are and if he could forward them to the committee, because that would be very useful. I'm done.
Thank you. Well, this is more than I knew. It's more information than has been available. I will follow up on this, too. What we were told at the PND was that it had been the Pacifica's decision to, or KPFK's management's decision to cut that expense, because we were trying to cut expenses across the board. If it was actually the provider's decision to terminate that,
it was KPFK's decision, you know, because it's a noticeable expense. But what I'm suggesting is, you know, I think we did get July, August, and September. So whatever 3 months it was, the last 3 months that we got, let's, you know, look at them first, and then you can decide if it's worth resubscribing or whatever.
Okay, so you want to let this ride for another month?
No. I mean, you can request it and ask how much it would cost. And also, while you're at it, can you send me the last 3 months worth of reports that you can find? I mean, you know, make it simple. Yeah.
Okay. I put this in the form of a motion from the committee to get it through the governance committee and onto the agenda of the LSB, where I hoped to get more of a response than I get from the general manager when I email him on my own, and to add the weight of the committee to the request. I can go ahead and follow up with him myself, but I would still appreciate getting the motion through, so that we have a way to proceed with it, in case I'm not able to. He's not forthcoming with these to me. Whatever I get, I'll send on to the committee. So I'd like to keep that second door open if that's all right with the committee.
I have an amendment. Bella.
What's your amendment?
And the amendment is...
Margo's on the stack.
Oh, yes. We have yes.
Margo?
Okay, here I am. And I just wanted to say that the idea of this vital signs thing is that is a good idea. I agree that you should find out what the information was from the past and does it really have relevance? How much did it cost and what did it actually do and what was it supposed to do? And are there any, agree that if there are any other appropriate listener metric services, what would they be and how much would there be and are there any free ones? I think we should look into it, exploring all the options. And isn't this important that they Pacifica National Board made a decision because our local station board hadn't been following through with local control over the issues. And I think that's a very important thing in the letter. I don't even know what happened. Don't even bring it up with the referendum, but we need to show how important it is to have scrutiny and oversight. And what is the word? Responsibility or the board, the members of the PM and everything. I'm just rambling a little bit, but we need to really make a really enforced thing of we be in charge of what's going on, and I think that's important. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Bella, you had an amendment you wanted to make?
Yes, so I would like to incorporate Bruce's suggestion is very important because it gives credence, because I remember former program director Kevin Fleming, was working with the Vital Signs report. And these reports were also submitted to the Personnel Committee a year ago when we were doing evaluation. So that this information be then amended to be added to the motion itself, that the past quarter or whatever the last quarter would be, whether it would be July, August, September, we can say July, August, September. If it's another configuration, that will work fine. But in the meantime, that we are asking for requesting a specific report for this period. And along with that, the quarterly and monthly cost, as I recall, it was $1,200 quarterly. Then it went up, and annually it was somewhere in the area of 12,000 plus. So, you know, there you go. But that is the amendment.
The Programming Oversight Committee requests, how about all listener metric information available for this year, this calendar year?
That is way too much.
Okay, what Kevin was giving me was like a page or two each month.
Right, right. So
that would be like 12 pages.
Quarter, if we have 14. Specifically the last quarter gathered, the last quarter, the most recent.
So May through June. I'm writing this down. And costs.
Monthly.
Monthly. Okay. So we request that information, and we urge the KPFK management to prioritize resumption of receipt of. And I left it open, vital signs or other appropriate listener metrics, because I don't, as Bruce pointed out, I think, Bruce, you know more about where these come from than I do. You've looked into this more than I have. If there's some other set that we're using or have used or should use or that they prefer or that makes more sense,
yes, he will know. Mo will know.
Mo will know.
Right. So I just tried to leave it open, not to get too particular, but just to say we need some information. We shouldn't be, like, flying blind was the point that I was trying to make. Bruce?
I hope it doesn't say some information. You didn't say that, right?
Right.
Because we're being very specific.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Bruce, you had
I think there's more than one report. There's one page, which is kind of like the month overview, but then there are other ones that are an hourly breakdown, which is really what you want to see, because, like, which program has how many listeners. So if you ask Mo to just give you 1 month's collection of whatever he got from Radio Research or whichever service he's using, then you can look at it, and then you can decide, you know, is it going to do you any good?
Right.
And I would just repeat that the numbers don't actually change that much. And if you can correlate them to the stats on Stats Pacifica, then you can say, okay, it's 10 times whatever the stats number is, and then you may not even need to get the research consortium reports, because they're really more designed for big commercial stations. And if you've only got 800 listeners, you know, it may not tell you all that much. But I think the trick is give me a full month report, and I can look at it and see if it's going to do us any good, you know. So.
Right. I'll respond briefly and then Andrew. My thought was just on principle, if you're running a business and you need information to do that, especially if you're going to be making changes, which I expect that once we have a new GM in place, changes will be made, and you won't know whether you're making progress or not if you don't have a baseline to compare it to. So we should get this in place now before everything changes, so that we have metrics to compare. And then there's COVID changing everything, and who knows how that's affecting radio listening. But so, Andrew, go ahead. Oh, good. Bruce,
I just want to say one more thing, and that it's just straight station politics. I mean, the reason that none of the stations want to release the numbers is basically because they suck. So, WBAI doesn't want you to see that the numbers suck, so they don't release the reports. Mo is probably a lot more friendly and open to that than Anyel ever was. So, I mean, that's basically where it works. All right, done.
So I've incorporated Bella's amendment into Bruce's suggestion into the motion, and I will also follow up with Mo on my own, also with Bruce's guidance. And hopefully between the two of them, we'll get more than we have now. And Andrew?
Yes, thank you, Beth. I'll be dropping off in a few minutes. Should I notify you that I'm dropping off when I do?
You're free to do that. If you need to go, feel free to go. Thank you for the courtesy of asking. I've taken note that you are here. You've been recorded as here, and you let us know early on that you wouldn't be able to stay the whole time. So whatever works best for you, we can accommodate.
All right. And then a separate subject, but I think it's very relevant. There seems to be confusion about the results of the bylaws referendum, and that'll determine what we do as a committee and as LSBs. Can you confirm that the referendum has failed and why? There's confusion out there, I think. Thank you, Beth.
Sure. Thank you. I have emailed directly from our attorney this morning and from the election supervisor stating that the referendum did fail. It passed among listeners, but it failed among programmers. And in order to prevail, it would have had to prevail on both counts, both listeners and members would have had to pass it, and they didn't. And so officially it fails. It's not surprising to me that New Day is trying to represent it as a victory. I haven't heard what the claims they're making. They're not consistent with the official reports from Simple Ballot or the lawyer or the election supervisor. There will be a PNB meeting this Thursday. Excuse me.
If you can move away.
I'm dropping off now, Beth. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye, Andrew. Thank you.
Bye.
There will be
Beth.
Hi, Beth. This is Maria Skelton. I didn't know we had was saying her name. I got in the meeting a few minutes, probably later after we did attendance. But I just wanted to say hello and to let you know I was in the meeting.
Thank you. I had asked earlier if there was anyone else that's here that I didn't have down. And so
no, it was my fault. Yeah, it was my fault. I got to the meeting a few minutes late, so I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt the meeting, but thank you.
Thank you. We've got you down now.
Thank you.
We've got you down now. So, Andrew, I'm making notes of ask about results. And so we've had a motion and an amendment and suggestions incorporated into the motion. Are there any objections to the motion? And if not, then we'll consider that passed and move on to the next motion. Be it resolved that the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee requests a report from the Interim General Manager to the July 18, 2021 LSB meeting regarding implementation of the previous LSB resolution on regular, on-air, interactive reports to the listener. Are there any questions about that?
Yes, Bella, to the staff.
Yes, Bella?
Yes, so we have to be careful there because the PNB motion was conversation, dialogue with the listener. And if you have reports, then you are talking down to the listeners, and we want open dialogue at every single stage. So I would like to change report to dialogue.
This is a request for a report from the interim general manager on a previous resolution that was already passed. And that the language in that one was based on the GM's job description. And the point of that motion, that resolution, was that the GM comply with his job description. And so that's a separate resolution from the one you're referring to at the PND. That one also is also valid, but that's not the one referred to in this. This is something that was already passed at our LSB and just sort of disappeared. And
I'm not finished. So yes, and I do know the language in the job description, and I do recall when this came up and it was voted on at the LSB. We went over this several times at this committee at the beginning of the year and the previous year, and the issue was that we needed to have open dialogue. And this is what just happened recently, just last week. And we need to maintain that. So report and dialogue should not be exclusive. They must be joined at the hip. And that's what I'm trying to avoid, is that one has to go with the other. When you say report, that means that there will be no call-in listeners.
That, Bella, I'm going to rule that out of order because you're talking about a different resolution or a new resolution, and this motion refers to an existing resolution that's already passed where the wording is already clear. If you want to submit a new resolution or a new motion, you're free to do that. There wouldn't be time to take care of it yet today, but you can do that and we can deal with it at the next, submit it for the next meeting and we'll go over it. But
okay,
that's not what's on the agenda today.
I withdraw at this moment. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
There was argument about the language of this when you drafted it. Okay.
I did draft it. And we went through it at three meetings last December.
Yes.
And finally passed.
Let's move on. We can move on.
Thank you. Thank you. I should ask, is there any opposition to this motion? If not, then that will be considered passed, and we'll move to the next motion, that the KPFK Programming Oversight Committee requests a report from the Interim General Manager to the July 18, 2021 LSB meeting regarding implementation of the previous LSB resolution on public airing of grievances, previously referred to as motions to discipline on-air violations. And this would be in executive session if necessary. Is there any opposition to this motion?
Bruce Restack.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Can you just restate that in plain English? Are you talking about like Ian Masters talking about governance in PNB, or what are we talking about here?
Yes, to cut to the chase, yes.
Okay.
That's what first brought it up. He hasn't been the only one. I've been getting complaints regularly throughout the whole bylaws referendum, and I keep referring people to the place to report violations. But there are already regulations on the books, the employee manual. There were resolutions last year to deal with this, and I bring this to this committee now because we've seen no evidence that any of that has been implemented. And so I'd like a report from the general manager on the state of that, the status of those resolutions and what he intends to do about this problem. Because it deals at least ostensibly with personnel issues, we have to be careful about how we talk about it in open session. So some of it may need to be moved to closed session if individual names come up. I drafted a second version of it at the PNB level at a more generic level, addressing the issues without naming names, so that if it's necessary, I can bring that back to the LSB level so that we have a way of talking about it in open session with everyone without naming names. Good question, Opus. Yes, Bella?
No, you explained it. If you rename it the Masters Mansour motion, then everybody will understand what we're talking about.
Well, and I would just be inviting lawsuits. You know, I would be costing Pacific a fortune if I did that, and it wouldn't pass. So, Bella?
Yes, so this is referring to paid on-air hosts, period.
I don't know. If we find that there are others who have done it, I don't want to limit it to that.
Many complaints have been filed through the formal channel. No, nothing has been done by the National Election Supervisor, the IED, or the PNB to date. Not just from one station, but several.
I agree. And that's why I'm putting it on an agenda to require management to account for the situation publicly to governance and membership.
Yeah, Bruce, respect.
Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're done. We don't need to beat this to death. I will say that Mo was asked a very similar question at the Pacifica Listeners Forum. And I think it was like July 4th or 5th. And he stated that he was going to have a personnel conversation with Ian. And I noticed that the next day, Ian was not pulling the same stunt. So just so you know. And that's it.
Well, that would be good. It would, that's it. Thank you for that information. That's more specific than I had.
Yeah, Beth, I'm just cutting in to say that I noticed the same thing. Thanks.
Okay. All right. So is there any opposition to this motion? If there's no opposition, then we'll consider it passed. And that gets us through our workload for the day and brings us to item number 8, which is a new feature, KPFK Listeners Roundtable, a brief thumbs up or thumbs down for the best and worst you've heard on our airwaves since the last time we met. What caught your ear? And I will be taking a stack and making a list, and whatever comes up, I will be turning into Mo. So who's first? Don't everybody speak at once.
Margo's in the stack.
Margo. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to be first? Oh, okay, I'm moving to another room. I'm going to put my little iPad. I have my notes. Hold on. These are the things I noticed. Because I take KPFK very seriously. I'm personally involved. I call the station, and Steve conveys messages, and I get my name on the air. So here we go. Let me read them slowly and distinctly. Okay.
Are
they,
Margo, you're going too fast. Margo, can you slow down, please?
Yes. Thank you. First
I'm going to write these down, and if you can give me thumbs up and thumbs down, that helps. Go ahead.
First of all, these are things I noticed. It would be good that on a program that has songs and things in other languages, to just recommend that they translate just the title even into English. Okay, that's one that I noticed today. Item 8, again, bothered by having intrusive money raising and other carts, like loudly noisy, right in the middle of programs, 15 or 20 minutes. It's okay to just have the host say the station ID. This is you're listening to 90.7 FM, KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, and then maybe have only the big ones at the top of the hour, okay? Because these people put together some very nice programs, and all of a sudden they're interrupted by these intrusive things. I know we have to raise money, but if we sound like a commercial station, people aren't going to call in. What part of the attraction of KPFK is that the programs have a whole... They're put together like a production. They're special. They're not just chopped up. So that's the second one. Now, the third one is that it really is annoying to have programs that are called rebroadcasts or something like that when they're actually a repeat of a program. And I think every program that's going to be a repeat or rebroadcast, it could say this is a repeat of a program that was originally recorded on such and such a date, because it just bothered me today when the person was interviewing someone and they were talking about that it was the Chinese New Year of the Rat. I go, wait a minute, that was last year. This is Year of the Ox. So unless she made it and I didn't hear it, that this is, you know, previously recorded, you know, it's kind of confusing and it doesn't seem to be good programming policy. So those are my recommendations as a program oversight person to just help
move to the stack. Whoops. I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, otherwise, today's programming has been very good, so thank you, and I hope we can clear up the mess with the bylaws thing. So I'm going to listen now, put it on mute. Thank you very much for the good agenda and good information. I'm glad we're using the Maestro service. Thank you.
Thank you, Miranda.
Beth, I'm sorry. I get you two mixed up. You're running a good meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ruth.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to give a thumbs up to Margaret Prescott for her covering of what happened in Haiti, and also for her Friday roundtable with Gerald Horn and Jackie Goldberg, and there's always some other person as well. Also, there's a person named Ollie Bivens. I'm not a regular listener to the Midnight Jazz Show. I don't even forget what night it's on. I think it's maybe Sunday night, but I'm not exactly sure. Anyway, he's a host, I guess, once every couple of weeks, and he was just outstanding. He did a, he gives, you know, all the information of the sets, and he also did this, in honor of Pride Week, he did, a lot of jazz, from, people who were, you know, gay or, transgender or lesbian or whatever. So, shout out to him. Thank you.
Could I request, Ruth, can you email me or text me that the name of that person and the program?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Anybody else? Who else?
Bruce to the stack.
Bella to the stack.
Okay. Bruce and then Bella.
KBFK has some really excellent radio programs, especially music as well, which are probably underappreciated. In other words, they don't get a lot of light on them, usually later at night. And I'm thinking if we were to promote those programs a little bit more, their listenership would go up. I mean, one of the things that the producer should be encouraged to do is, you know, if you like my show, you should listen to John's Thursday night at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever. And also, you know, tell the users if you missed the show or you were working or whatever, here's how you can find it in the archives, or even put that information on the splash page of the website, because most people don't even know that the show is archived and available usually for 2 weeks. And then the other thing is the program guide, KPFK's program guide, is probably one of the best in the network. But some of the shows don't have a description. So if you went back and you filled them out, and also, you know, if it's, say, a rhythm and blues show or a jazz show, then underneath the show description, see also, and, you know, point to another show, I think that would bring you some more listeners to those shows. And then, you know, I don't know if the station is doing, like, monthly email blasts to the listener, you know, what's happening, what's new. I would suggest biweekly email blasts to the listener base and feature a show. In each email blast, you say, hey, you know, here's a great show about this, and you might want to try and listen to it. And then you can include a link to the last archive of that show that's available. That's it, I'm done.
Okay, I'm writing.
I'll email it to you. You don't have to write it.
Thank you. Thank you. I just don't want to let it get away from me. And now, Bella?
Yes, so those are, everything is great. So, you know, I am the pessimist here, so I think that the continuous fund drive, numbing fund drive, is what has been killing us so many years. And that, of course, is tied in at the hip with a high cost of premiums and expenditures. So I want to pick up on what Bruce was saying. I thought he was going to hit on it. Everything he said was good, and Margo and Ruth. And I also want to, I've been highlighting this for years, and it's important that people take notice that we have some of the best programming early Sunday mornings, minus the gospel. Couldn't care less for the gospel program, but you want it, there it is. And then I want all the spirituality programs to be put there Sunday morning. People want to go to church, go there on Sundays. Bring all those programs to the sunlight. I say sunshine. Which is what Bruce was intimating, you know, give us sunshine. So these are great programs. This is anti-war radio. We have got the Ralph Nader Hour. We have the Economic Report. We also have the other one, Contact. What is it?
On Contact.
No, not On Contact. Margo, what is the name of that program? It's very, very early Saturday morning, which crosses right into Sunday. Counterpoint. Counterpoint.
Right. Freedom and accuracy of reporting.
Right.
But it is and On Contact is
That's on Sunday night at 5, I mean Sunday, it's on Monday morning, I think, at 5:30.
Exactly. Sunday early morning, right.
Yes.
It crosses right into the week, right, starts on Monday. It is amazing how ridiculous some of the best programs that we have on the grid have absolutely no sunshine, have a half hour at that, and they're given no attention. And the other item is the Botswana program, and also Middle East, not Middle Eastern focus.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is Botswana, and I lost it now. I've written it, and I lost. Anyway, it's in the it changes all the time. It covers the Middle East. It covers that whole region. Very critical.
There's Middle East in focus, and then Swana Radio.
Swana Radio, and then there's another one. Okay. Anyway, yeah, you get the idea. So we have to give sunshine to a lot of great programs that we have that are put away somewhere in the dark with only a half hour. And these are segments that can bring in the call-ins. If we give them an hour, you'd be surprised how quickly we can start increasing our membership. Because they do have a good following, but they have a very short time span. And they have no call-ins. They cannot afford the call-ins. Okay, I'll stop there. Thank you.
Bella, this is Beth. Could I request that you... I think I got down most of those, but I'm going to guess you probably got a couple of them in faster than I could. Could I ask you to write those down and send them to me, please?
Yes, it's already written down. I'll have to. That's the reason why I sent out blank grid templates so that we could do the best of, which would then work very well into this area, so that we could then finalize it and come up with a consensus. What is the best grid we feel that we would like to see in our station? Blah, blah, blah. That was the intent of behind that, which is not an easy project. But several people took the time to put their list together. That was Nancy Lawrence, Dr. Haley, myself, and Margo.
Bruce, and was there someone else in between? I heard someone,
yeah.
I thought.
Raymond,
thank you. Yes, you go ahead, and then Bruce.
On the positive and negative side, makes me nuts that we have the Pacifica archives, and I'm not talking about the replay, playing another program by the internet. I'm talking about the archives. And if there isn't an hour show every week that uses those archives, I'll be damned. We use it for fun drives on one of those sticks that they talk about. And for a certain amount of money, you get the pleasure of 7,000 hours of something. Well, I think we would build some listeners if we got some of that on the air. And if it's going to hit their bottom line, that's life in the big city. I'm not talking about a spectacular. But I know that there's stuff from the 60s, 70s, that is just gold. And additionally, I would love to be able to listen to the LA Theater Works drama if the host would shut up. I mean, When I go to the theater,
she does talk quite a bit.
You can't control that. It's her program.
Baloney. It's our program. But the fact is that when I go to the theater, there may be an intermission, although not very often. But segments of the play are not interrupted by conversations with the director or conversations with almost anyone. If they need to plug their, you know, the theater works, then do it at the beginning and do it at the end. But don't interrupt the drama. That feels so much better.
Thank you.
Bruce,
well, I'm just going to interject. Oh, I was just going to say maybe he should write Susan Lowen Brown or whatever her name is.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Good, good. I got all that down, Raymond. Thank you for being so specific. Okay. I think we had Bruce then. Is that right?
Yeah, you want me to go ahead?
Raymond, are you done, Mason? Was there anything else? Was everything?
No, I'm going to stay.
Okay. All right. So, Bruce?
Yeah, actually, WBAI has a very good feature that's very poorly done. If you go to their splash page, there's a rectangular box about halfway down that shows you what programs are coming up that day. And then if you click on the image, it's little squares, it opens up the show and it tells you who's going to be on the show and what they're going to talk about and yada, 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 which I think... Unfortunately, it's a very poor website programming wise, but I think that would be a great feature or something similar, because if you look at KPFK's splash page, it tends to have the car donation thing on it or something. It's really not giving you something that, oh, wow, I want to listen to that today. Here, turn your used car into cash for our nonprofit with the young lady in front of the car and car donations. So that's like, okay, fine, but, and make the KPFK banner smaller. But, using Prime webpage real estate to say, yeah, donate your car. I mean, show us something that's going to happen today. I mean, they've got programming highlights. But if you're on your computer, go to WBAI.org, and if you look at it, upcoming programs, you'll see a gray box, rectangular box, and there they've got little pictures that relate to the program. And then if you click on the picture, it says, oh, here's what the show's about. Here's what they're going to talk about. Like Building Bridges is going to talk about Jim Crow then and now. It's really effective. And I think that would be, that brings some listeners so that people know, like, oh, this is coming up today. That's something I'm interested in. I'm gonna listen. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you, Bruce. Anybody else?
Yes, Bella, with a quick comment.
Okay, Bella.
Yes, thanks. So, Bruce, yes, you're right on. So what you were trying to say is give us the product, damn it. The product is the programming. Where is the product so I can buy the value and give you my car or make a donation or give you a grant, give you a bequest. Whatever it is, you're asking me to do something for you, give me something. That's what it's all about. So absolutely, our website is missing out. And when he said real estate is our product, as specific as product, programming. We need to highlight it.
Anybody else? Anybody I missed for thumbs up and thumbs down this time? This will be the first time I'll be turning these into Mo. I'll wait till those of you who are going to email me with the particulars, I'll wait till I get that, and then I'll present all this to him.
Okay.
And then if everybody's spoken, then we'll go on to item number 9, announcements. I've got a couple, and then maybe others do too. Hello.
Bella. Can you hear me, Margo? I'm not sure if I'm muted or unmuted.
Okay, I'm putting you guys on the stack. Bella, and then Margo. I'm going to go through the ones that were I have listed here as like committee business or PFK business. And the first is that KPFK Community Advisory Board will meet on Monday, July 19, 2021 at 7 p.m. The call-in information is the same information you used for this meeting. So rather than rattle off those numbers again, it's posted on KPFTX, and there will be more information coming out in the course of this next week. And it will basically be, we're going to try to sort of hit reset and start with an orientation of what a CAB is and what's required and how do you get involved, what are its responsibilities, that kind of thing. Just go over the basic rules, and this will be the first one that to try to get us back into the regular cycle of CAB meetings and accountability that hopefully eventually will get us back into the good graces of the CPB and their pocketbook. So there's that. And there's a standard set. This is for next meeting. A standard set of questions was recently put to all KPFK general manager candidates by the GM search committee, including what's your assessment of the strengths and weaknesses of the current KPFK broadcasting grid as far as content, format, scheduling, and other factors? Why do you think our audience is so small and how can we increase it? What techniques or criteria would you use to ensure regular evaluation and improvement of program offerings? So at the August Programming Oversight Committee meeting, the meeting of this committee, will focus on the responses from members of the committee and other participants in the committee, your responses to these same questions, the same set of questions. And with any luck, by that time, we may have a new GM in place who I would hope would be willing to join us. And I thought it might help get us all on the same page if he can hear us go over the same questions that were put to them in their interview. And this way, if I get him out there now, it gives you a month to think about it and write something if you want. But there will be a discussion at the next meeting. So those are my two announcements. Anybody else with an announcement?
Margo and Bella.
Bruce,
Bella, you were next, and then Margo, and then Bruce.
Okay, so I'm next. So I would like to announce the next KPFK Outreach Committee meets on Sunday, the last Sunday of the month, always, on 7/25, July 25th, 11:30 a.m. We're doing this via Zoom. And the information will be posted soon. The other important committee is the Committee of Inclusion, which has not been too successful in getting activated. There's been some attempts. Some of us met on Monday, June 28th, but that was very short, and so the next meeting is scheduled for Monday, July the 26th, at 4:30 p.m., posted at KPFTX, and that is via free conference call.
What date was that?
That will be on the 25th, excuse me, 26th, Monday the 26th, July 26th, 4:30 Pacific time.
Monday, July 26th, after the Sunday. Okay. Thank you. Okay. You'll send out a notice. You'll send out a notice, right? Okay.
I cannot send you a notice, but what I will do is have Lauren send that out, because he is the one who posted that. He's the moderator, convener for that committee.
Okay, thank you.
I will tell him. I will tell him that you are interested, and
thank
I will have him add you to the list. Yes.
Thank you so
much. And everybody is welcome. Everyone is welcome, as to the outreach committee. Okay. Oh, I wanted to say, clarify also, that I also received the acknowledgement that the bylaws referendum did not pass, and I am not surprised that it was the doing of the reason why it failed is the doing of the unpaid volunteer staff across the network, not the paid staff, mind you. The paid staff has always been in the pocket of New Day. So, here. Here's a glass
of champagne. Praise the Lord. Are you
here's a glass of champagne. The most expensive one. A virtual glass of champagne to all the volunteers across the network.
Kind of. Yes, thank you. Yes. Okay. Is it my turn now?
You're next. It is now your turn, yes.
I did have a lot of good experiences with programming today. I even heard the early morning Roots Music and Beyond. I think that was today. Sometimes I wake up. But the point is, I wanted to say that regarding the archives, I agree that that's a very, very rich resource. And it would be possible that we could recommend that there be an actual program called something like From the Archives. And then people could have a producer who would then decide what to put out of the archives, but let people know where they can access the archives, and then let them make suggestions about what programs they would like to have played and how often they would like them to play. And you know who actually does a lot of stuff like that? It is someone that, you know, has controversy, but has provided a lot of that, is Mr. Tuckman. And he does provide the Lux Radio Theater. He provides all kinds of wonderful stuff during his hours. And so that type of thing where that could be brought more into mainstream would be good. And there's two other programs that I would like to see extended. And one is Arts in Review. That was a really, really good one this last time. And then another one is the Pacifica Performance Showcase. Both of those fulfill the requirement to have arts and theater and things like that on the air. And both of them are just smushed into a half an hour each, and that doesn't give them enough time. And the other one that we decided on when we were a program council is Bibliocracy. He was a local person talking about local books, and I think that would be really good to bring it off of podcasts. That's the other thing as programs. There are many of them that have been stuck on podcasts, not in regular time. So instead of playing a Margaret Prescott or a other person at 4 o'clock, put on some of those that have been squished into the archives only on podcast, and bring those back to prime time, because they do attract a lot of people. And there are several others we could go through and just sort of rearrange it, Bruce was saying, bring the prime programs, or Bella was saying, bring the prime programs that are pertinent to the mission of Pacifica into the daylight hours during drive time, and you'd be surprised at how many people, because I tell people about KPFK, and, you know, if they're coming on and only hearing some blah, 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 they're not going to, you know, they're going to be more, why did you tell me about it? So I think we should really be very active program council, and I appreciate that we have this opportunity to do this. Thank you.
Margot, thank you. And could I ask, you mentioned Arts in Review, another program, and Bibliocracy, and I missed the name of that, the other programming.
Pacifica Performance Showcase. And then look up Digital Village. That's another one that was pretty popular. And they did sort of drop one of the programs called, like, Headroom off the air. I don't know why that is.
And I'll be critical about a program that was like preaching the blues with Mary Catherine Alden, was going along really fine, and then all of a sudden she reverts back.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't know. But it was, she reverted back to since I turned it off. But anyway, I'm so picky about my programming, but I take it personally. But I think we should get the people, the listeners, sponsors involved personally, and they would really, really, really be really connected. Because I, like I said, I called in today to mention something, and she mentioned my name on the air. I know her cousin, so, you know, but that's Kathy Diaz. Anyway, I really just thank you so much for this opportunity to participate in a personal way. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that brings us to Bruce.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Mr. Goldstone and Margo, I think. The archives, the Pacifica archives, they kind of display the same stuff over and over again. Fannie Lou Hamer.
Malcolm X.
Malcolm, yeah.
And Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King in London. It's the only known recording. I mean, there's a ton of stuff in there, and I think if you gave the archives a half an hour slot once a week, and they just pulled out something that's like completely off the beaten path, you know, people would really like it. The other idea that I have that I think would be, you know, might be successful, is a half hour. It's called You Never Know, and you give it to young people, and every week it's a different bunch of young people, and people will tune in and go like, oh, well, what's going to happen this week on You Never Know? Yeah, I mean, you know, people like that kind of stuff. And I've long had the opinion that people actually prefer slightly amateur radio to the slick NPR type stuff. I know the affiliates do very well with, you know, less than completely professional radio, and people make mistakes. You know, one of our board operators in New York here is called Reggie, and he'll put on the wrong clip of music or whatever. He says, oh, I did a Reggie, you know, and the people are laughing, you know, so it's all about a relationship with the radio stations. People feel like they know, you know, the person who's on the station. The other thing, real quick, is if you're gonna have a community advisory board meeting, how are the listeners gonna find out about it? I would suggest you do a station email to say, hey, we're having this community advisory board kickoff meeting, and we'd like you to come. And then, you know, because otherwise they're not gonna know, and nobody's gonna show up. And I would even say, you know, I think Zoom for something like that is more successful because people can see the other people and there's less over talking and it's like, who's talking now? And I don't know. I mean, right now we kind of know each other, so you recognize the voice. But when you're having a whole bunch of strangers pile in, and you can still upload the M4A from Zoom or the MP3, you know, to KPFTX. And I guess that's about it. All right, thanks.
Specifically in response to that, theoretically the station is supposed to produce or is supposed to promote the CAB meetings on air, and I'm going to actually try to hold them to it this time. So there should be carts that go out over the next week. If we manage to get it on air like that, then Zoom might be the more appropriate because the Maestro call only handles up to 24 or 25. And it would be wonderful if we got more than that. I would need to find, you know, a couple of technical hosts to do that while I facilitate. But I think it's good that you're thinking ahead like that. And I will do what I can to get it on the air. And if it is on the air, then I will likely switch it to Zoom. It's posted now with the same information, access information you used to get here today, but check that site before we go live, because if it looks like we're going to get more than, if it looks like that's not just wishful thinking and that we actually might get that many people out at once, then we likely will move it to Zoom.
Bruce, for a second, real quick.
Yes, Bruce.
You know what might be really nice is if you invited like 5 or 6 programmers to do a cameo of, hi, my name is Osvaldo, and this is my program, and talk a little bit about their program. And then the other thing that I would really strongly suggest is you start a, and we, you know, the group of us can do it, but a focus group where we call 100 listeners and do a fairly long open-ended interview of why aren't you listening anymore and why did you start listening. You know, I mean, really ask the questions, and you need to ask maybe like 100 users and, you know, ask open-ended questions, because then you'll get a really good idea of what's going on. That's it. I'm done.
That would fit the mandate that the CAB has to survey listeners. We'd probably have to do some negotiating over access to listeners and privacy considerations and things like that, but it doesn't mean I can't have those conversations too. For this, we may consider something like the having programmers present at the CAB meetings in the future. You know, once we get them off the ground, but this initial meeting, I want to focus on orientation to what actually is a CAB, what's required, what's necessary to get it, so that we hit all the regulatory marks. What's there supposed to be their work product, which is the surveying of listeners. And
yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
But this will only be the first of what I hope will become regular ones. We're only required to do them quarterly, but we can do them monthly if people want to. It's just more than people seemed ready to take on last year. But now that we've gotten clear of, you know, a few things that were looming over us in through June and the referendum and all, hopefully we can get everything back on track and get things happening on a regular basis and those marks. So that's
Margo,
the idea.
I have one other thing, Bella,
what? And then Margo.
Okay.
Yes. So thanks. So, yes, we definitely need that orientation, and that opens up the program, lays the ground down as to why, how, and, you know, et cetera. As a former chair of the CAB back in 2010, we held the meetings monthly. We would go to different libraries. We traveled to Glendale, South LA. We went to East LA. We went to Boyle Heights. We did all kinds of trips and met with the local community. And then I would bring in the needs assessment questionnaires, sending them out so that the community could fill them in. These forms were then turned in to the manager, the general manager's assistant, which was Kaiser, her last name, Kaiser.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, thank you. And all of a sudden, we then find out that all of those papers were found in a dark drawer some years ago, and nothing was done with them. So, you know, the CAB has to move around. It has to go to different communities. We also went to the city of Whittier. So, yeah, that's what it's all about, is to go to the different communities and do needs assessment and bring those voices into the station to represent them and make them feel that they're being represented in the programming grid. Oh, by the way, I wanted to say that Mo has been saying that he is planning to stay on through August. So it may not be until September that we get a new GM. Yeah.
So, Margo?
Oh, hi. I think that
okay,
we ought to...
I want to mention, I want to, after Margo, then Bruce, and we're getting down to the wire here. We need to stop at 5:15. It's 5:09 now.
Oh,
so
what,
we have
I think
6 minutes.
It's 5:30.
The last
okay.
item, so it's okay with
okay.
the time. Go ahead.
Let me quickly say that I think it would be very important to bring back the community and the KPFK calendars on the air and on the website and make sure they're updated regularly. That could tell about community events and about what's going on at KPFK, like the upcoming CAP meeting and things like that, okay? So we that's part of the programming that could be fit in during the day instead of blurbs about raising money. We just say, where is the community calendar? Here's what's coming up. I think that would be good to get that back. So it checks out.
Mo is working on that.
Oh, he is? Oh, good. Thank you. That's good to know.
Thank you.
And then Bruce? I'm writing all this down, Margo. And Bruce?
Yeah, both thumbs up on the community calendar. You know, if you've got a half hour, a 15-minute program, it's the What's Up in L.A., you know, people are going to tune in to find out what's up this week on L.A. We had one at WBAI, and it was very popular. I mean, it really, if people know at 12 o'clock Monday morning or whatever, probably should be 12 o'clock Monday morning. I'm going to find out what's ahead for the week, demonstrations, actions, meetings, city council, whatever. They're going to tune in for that. And if it's also posted on the website, that's just another reason for them to go to the website. Because otherwise, if you're trying to look around to find stuff, you know, there isn't no one central place. And underline what Bella said, I've heard from a number of people complaining that, you know, the station doesn't go out to the various neighborhoods and cities that the signal reaches. They really want people to go out and, you know, be in the communities that the signal's reaching. And apparently that was very popular. And, you know, just go back to having all the meetings at the station and building, you know, they really liked it when people went out to the meetings. And also you meet the local people who don't want to travel 20 miles or whatever. That's it, I'm done.
Okay. That's good. Well, technically, those were announcements. And if there are no others, we're now at 5:11. And there's nothing left on the agenda other than to adjourn. And if we do, we will be 4 minutes early. We'll be in under the line.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there any opposition to adjourning? If not, then please consider
thank you, Ben.
Thank
you. I just
you,
want to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for coming. And I'll look for you here. It's signed same time and space.
Great, great
month.
Meeting, Beth. Great meeting. Good umpiring.
Thank you.
Thanks
for the cooperation, everybody. Yeah. We got a lot done today. Yay.
Let's plan a celebration in person when it's all time. We'll have a great party outside. Dance around and sing and eat. And let's hope we get to do that very soon, okay? And we all stay well.
Okay.
Right.
And if anybody has particulars, I tried to get down absolutely as much as I could, but if you've got particular programs or citations or people or you want me to mention, feel free to email me, hopefully yet today or early tomorrow, and I'll wrap all this up and send it on to Mo. Thank you.
I forgot to announce that there has been an extension through the 21st of July for all candidates, local station candidates, to submit their paperwork.
Yes, that's good. Thank you for mentioning that.
Okay, good. Everybody,
thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have
thank
a good
you,
day.
You. That should be good night.
Yeah. I'm writing that down. Okay, then. I'll see you all again next month, if not sooner. So, I don't know how many people are still here, but right now what's limiting the number of listener members on the committee is the number of LSB members who are taking part, who are formerly members. Fred, Bella, Michael, and I are all members. And Rocio Rivas and Paulina Vasiliev have also come a few times but not attended enough meetings to be official members. If they or any other LSB members did attend on a, you know, three meetings in a row and get qualified as a member, then we would have more room for another listener member too. And we've got people who would qualify if there were more LSB slots filled. So just put it in your bot, recruit an LSB member, and we can get more listener members here too. Although everybody gets to speak. So, okay, then till next month. Thank you. Bye.